Are you struggling to find your purpose in life? Do you feel like something is missing and you need some guidance? Do you often feel unfulfilled with what you're doing on a day-to-day basis? Well, I'm here to tell you, you don't have to feel that way anymore. I'm here to help you through your journey in life to gain clarity, find purpose, and passion. My name is Jose Miguel Longo. I'm a gay Hispanic, a husband, dog daddy, advocate for social justice, and DEI. Ally for all LGBTQ+, a career and life coach and millennial born in 1983. I have spent my time since the age of 14 working my way around the world of work. I know my God-given talents are to help those around me to gain clarity in their lives while finding their passion and purpose. For the last decade, I've spent my time coaching college students and alums from all three generations, X, Y, and Z, in designing their career stories and mapping what they want to do in their lives. Whether it's gaining clarity in who you are and what you're meant to do, learning to build a resume or write a cover letter, holding you accountable and building your career journey, or designing your life, the podcast Coaching for Millennials is a how-to guide for all things career, life, and a sprinkle of everything in between. It is an all-inclusive space for meaningful conversations on topics happening in our world right now. It is a space for people to go on a holistic journey in uncovering their passion and purpose. I'm here for all generations, no matter what you identify as. If you're seeking to transition from a career industry or job to another, or ready to transform your life completely, I got you, boo. Whatever the fantasy you're trying to create, let me make it happen. If you're ready to start the journey to explore your passion and purpose, get focused on gaining clarity to transform you to a place that will fuel you, inspire you, and sprinkle some joy and laughter in between, it's time to dive into Coaching for Millennials. Hey, everyone, and welcome back to the show, Coaching for Millennials. I'm back here with another episode, and today we're talking about job search resilience, overcoming layoffs, and embracing change. Before we kick off today's episode, I want to read a little something to you that I came across earlier last week that really resonated with me. And given the conversation I want to have today with you on the episode, I feel like it really resonates. So this is a statement that I found from Jen Shinshiro's You Are a Badass calendar pull-off, I guess. It's from back on March 28th. Sometimes when I look at my calendar and I rip off these affirmations or quotes or things of that sort, I tend to save them if they really resonate with me, whether it's for me to go back to look at for a day, another day, or for me to remind myself of something that really is pivotal or important, or I want to share with someone else. So this one really stuck with me because as a career and life coach, one of the things that I started out with my practice was really helping people overcome and uncover what their fears are. You have to understand why your fears exist in the first place before you can actually take action to overcome them and to really move beyond the space of feeling really comfortable in your uncomfortableness. So this one particularly talks about when it comes to changing your life, if you're not scared, you're doing something wrong. I'm going to read that again. When it comes to changing your life, if you're not scared, you're doing something wrong. And it's just such a powerful quote. I don't know if Jen Shinshiro wrote this. If you don't know who Jen Shinshiro is, I will link in the show notes her website, also the link to the actual calendar. It looks like this if you're watching on YouTube. I'm not sure how much of it you can see because of my ring light, but it says you're a badass. And every day there's a new quote or there's a new phrase or a new story. But I have been using that tool for probably about 5 or 6 years now. It's one of my favorite tools to have. It's on my desk all the time, as you saw. But I will bring more of these as we kind of bring more episodes every single week. And if there's something that really resonates with me, I will also share them. So I will link the calendar and Jen Shinshiro if you want to check her out. I actually have a couple of her books. She's so great. I really love her. And if you follow her on Twitter, swear to God, I'm not being paid for this, but if you follow her on Twitter, she has some great quotes that if you subscribe or if you, I don't know what the word is called, maybe it is just subscribe, you can get notifications when she posts something. Every single day and every morning, I open my phone and I have some great quotes from her. So definitely worth checking out. I hope everyone's having an amazing week. As I mentioned before, this is a really great episode topic. They're obviously always all good, but this one in particular, I think because of what we're seeing in the world, when it comes to the world of work, in the world of career, a lot is happening, a lot is changing. And I want to address a couple of things when it comes to how do you overcome that change, especially when you're in a place of feeling a little bit emotional about what's happening to you. In particular, if you're in a job search mode, but you're in a job search mode, not because you decided to go on job search mode by yourself, because you were laid off. So let's kick this episode off. I'm Jose Miguel Longo. I'm your host, and welcome to Coaching for Millennials. So today we're going to explore strategies for career and life success. Ultimately, the strategies we're talking about are specific to the journey of job loss and how do you rebuild from there. So obviously, losing a job can be a challenging experience, but it's also an opportunity for growth and resilience. We're going to dive into practical tips and mindset shifts to help you navigate through your layoff and embrace change with confidence. So one of the first things I want to talk about, particularly around this topic, is the emotional impact that comes with losing a job. And regardless if you lost your job because you were laid off, or you lost your job because you were terminated, or you lost your job because the company closed, which could also be considered a layoff, that could be a huge detriment to not just our financial well-being or a physical well-being and our mental well-being, but it impacts all things around us and can create a lot of uncertainty, can create a lot of shock and disappointment. And the thing that's important to know is that you have to acknowledge your feelings of what is happening in the moment. It's almost like you have to grieve, okay? You know, we talk about grief oftentimes and putting on that, you know, emotional intelligence hat to really overcome certain things. The most important thing to note here is that you need to give yourself permission to process those emotions. And unlike any other thing that happens in your life that is critical and has a high impact, this is one of those. Whether you've experienced job loss before or this is your first time experiencing it, it happens differently each time it does. A little personal story for me, when during the 2008 recession, I actually was working for a company, and this company was a global company. We had offices in China and we had manufacturing plants in China. And the company that I was working for at the time, I was doing sales internationally, was requiring me to sign a no-compete because a new competitor came into town. And I was already feeling a certain way about some of the practices that this company held that ultimately for me felt a little funky. And mostly because I was working my ass off. I mean, when I tell you working my ass off, I was doing well over 150,000 in sales in a biweekly basis. And back then, commission that I was getting paid on was about 10 to 15 cents on the dollar, which is not a lot of money when you're selling that much in sales. I should be getting a huge commission payout. And it was a lot. I mean, I worked at this company for over a year and a half. I felt like, well, if a competition's coming into play, you know, let's have at it. Like, let's be the competitor. But their reason for doing the no-compete was obviously because they didn't want their employees to leave and they didn't want their employees to take their customers. So business practice right there. I chose not to sign the no-compete. So when I decided to not sign it, I had to leave my job. So it was the option of signing and staying, excuse me, or not signing and leaving. And I chose to not sign it because I felt like if there's an opportunity for me to better myself, my family, my personal growth, my professional growth, why not? Obviously, a job is a job. And we as human beings put a lot of emotional weight into what a job does. A job is a resource that gives us financial stability. We as human beings, if we put our minds to it, can create any form of financial stability that we want to. Now, I know this is easier said than done. This is not me preaching about quitting your job or leaving your job. I made the decision for me because I was curious about this competitor. And I also felt like, look, I want more for myself. And if a company is coming to town and willing to pay people more money, that's a threat to the company that I was working for. There was never any form of loyalty on the company that I was working for to offer me an incentive to stay. They wanted me just to sign this no-compete with no increase in my base pay and no increase in my commission when I had already been working for them, making them a lot of money over 2 years. So I left the company and I was immediately hired to go work for the other company. It didn't even take 30 days from the time that I left to the time that I started the new job. And at the new company, there was two other employees that had left the old company to go work there, which was also why this little threat happened to play a situation and why this no-compete came to play. In that process, and I'm going to make this story as short as possible, but I feel like I have to tell the full story to really understand it. The market at the time was not the greatest. Companies were closing left and right. If anyone listens to the show and was around at that time, this was also the time where the housing crisis was catapulting. So people were buying homes that couldn't afford them, and the banks were foreclosing. And then there was the bailout that happened with the U.S. government for the auto companies. So a lot financially was a crisis that was happening where tons of companies were closing, tons of businesses were closing, people were losing their jobs left and right. People were getting laid off left and right. It was just not good. For me, I was also working, but also going to school. So I was trying to get my associate's degree. Non-traditional student, first-generation student, working a full-time job, going to school part-time. Really hard, all the things. But I wanted so badly to grow. I wanted so badly to have an opportunity to really give myself the opportunity to grow. So this new company has two new employees. They're paying these employees a significant salary, double the amount that we were making when we were working at the other company. I came in getting over double my salary and an amazing commission structure for my sales. So I came in as the director of international sales for the company at a global scale. So that came with not just the salary that was significantly higher, you know, huge base salary, but also a really good commission structure that was, I don't want to say what the percentage was, but I remember my first commission check from that company. It was a pretty penny. Anyway, long story short, the company ended up getting sued by my former employer. I don't remember what the lawsuit entailed and the reason for getting sued was, but part of it was because the two employees that left before took company property and was using it at the new company to improve or better their services. So that was one of the reasons. But I don't know what led to like the full lawsuit to suing the company as opposed to just suing the employees. The way out of this for the company, again, loyalty to a company is not always the best thing, was for the company to fire all three of us and to go into business. This was the settlement they went on. Don't ask me all the in-between. It's a really deep thing. It's a juicy conversation. I don't remember all the ins and outs of it. This is over a decade ago. But the way out of it was for the company to fire all three of us and to then close. So I got laid off, obviously. We closed the office that I was working at. They weren't able to hire any U.S. employees. And then the manufacturing facility in China went into business to manufacture a product for the old company. So this company manufactured telecommunication products. When I say telecommunication, I'm talking about the cables that connect to your internet provider, the cables that connect to the outside poles for internet, the cables that connect to a rack mount enclosure in a electronics closet, those types of things and that type of equipment. It's a really lucrative business, especially in the, you know, mid to late 2000s, but also the changing of technology. So you have a company that's making things in China for a fraction of the cost, and the company that I left to go work for was making them a lot less than the company that I used to work for. So it became just a really big, dramatic thing. Long story short, in a period of less than a year, I lost my job twice. Not fun. And talk about instability financially. It just became really chaotic. So the moral of all that was really that I learned from that moment forward that I should never contribute my emotional side investing into a company if I don't realize the company's investing in me first. And you should write that down because I think that when we look at comparatively to the 2000s to the 2020s, I guess we could call this era, almost 20 years later, I guess, the average person stays in a job 2.5 years. And I know we're not talking about job searching from a perspective of looking for a job because you're leaving, but the having that loss, and it's such a short period of time, and if you're experiencing this loss right now, and you're listening to this episode, I think it really is important to understand that you should really process all of the feelings and emotions you have of that loss so that you can then start to rebuild. Start to then go back to the process of what do you do next? And sometimes that means that you need to really define what your next move. And we'll talk about that here in a little bit. So first things first, be sure to give yourself some grace. Be sure to be compassionate with yourself and to really process and grieve those emotions that you're feeling. So that said, it's really processing and having self-compassion. Now, obviously, it's not an easy conversation to have, whether it's with your friends or your loved ones, but really having someone that you can speak to that can help you overcome or get through it is going to be really important to your mental well-being, to your emotional well-being, but also to help you get started with your next steps. Because if you're in that space, in that phase where everything just hurts and you're just angry, you can't live in the angry phase forever. Those steps of grief work not just for when you lose a loved one, but they work for everything else. And I don't remember them off the top of my head, but they're definitely ones that you should follow. Once we get over that sting, right, that period of shock, the period of grief, the period of loss, we want to start embracing what our career journey looks like. And what I mean by that is assessing your skills and strengths, okay? This is really the opportunity to start to think about what have been your biggest accomplishments throughout your career, and that can be in the last 5 to 10 years, and what have been the skills you've developed that you want to be sure to showcase as you continue to think about what your next move might be. And maybe you're not thinking about the next move holistically. Maybe you're just thinking about, God, I really want to go back into something, but maybe not the same thing you're doing. Or maybe you want to go back into what you were doing, just not in the same type of role. That's when you really need to start the conversation of like, what are my skills? What are my accomplishments? And what am I really passionate about? The other thing is important to probably consider taking some form of a self-assessment that can really help you gain some clarity on what your transferable skills are and what you can do to kind of start developing some more professional development opportunities. So sometimes if you're in between jobs, or what I like to call a career sabbatical, it's an opportunity for you to volunteer, get out there and start connecting with people in your network, really looking at what you can do to keep yourself active and keep yourself engaged, and really start to hear and learn more about the things around you that are relevant to either your career industry or potentially looking at a whole new career. And we'll talk more about the new career here shortly. So really important to start to look at that from assessing your skills and strengths. The next thing you want to consider is, what does your support system look like? Now, I mentioned before, if you're in the process of still grieving your loss, it's important to talk to somebody, but you want to have a support system as you start to look at what your new opportunities are. There's so much value behind a support system of friends, families, mentors, peers, people that you can really connect with for networking opportunities, for job advice, even for emotional support. These are folks that are going to really embrace you and going to give you their time to really help you develop and change into this new space that you're trying to get into, but also help you get over what you just experienced, because it's not always easy for everyone. And then we want to jump into exploring new opportunities. So this is shifting the focus from the loss of the job to exploring new career paths and industries. And really important to discuss how do you embrace these changes and being open to unexpected opportunities. This is a shift in not just your own ideations, but how are you going to shift your mindset to becoming more resilient to activating a new culture and idea of what could be coming to you or what you could be searching for. Sometimes when you start to open up the doors to your network and the door to new opportunities, you can start to cultivate new experiences that you may have never found before. So that could be a new career opportunity. Sometimes it's connecting with people who you may have been connected with before that you know are part of your community or people that you can embrace that have been your support system and being able to connect with them to help you guide and navigate and be your mentors. So as you continue to define your next steps, whether you're on the path of one, thinking of going back to the same industry and field, but exploring new jobs, or two, being open to the idea of embracing unexpected opportunities and opportunities that can oftentimes generate new opportunities from the perspective of a different field. And that's where you have to hone in on thinking about what your transferable skills are. So when we think of this, I think it's also important to understand that in these times that we really want to overcome some adversity that we're experiencing and thriving in our career, having that support system and people we can talk to is really, really important. And for everyone, that might look different. So there's a couple of things that I want to kind of lay out as an action plan for you in these next steps. So the first step to taking action is encouraging you to listen to what is really feeding into your soul and what is that looking like from a perspective of whether you want to stay in the same industry or you want to pivot to something different. After you've kind of made that decision or you've kind of journaled about it or wrote about it or took notes about it, then thinking about how are you going to start transitioning from the mindset of where you were before to the mindset of this is going to be a new experience for me. This is going to be positive. Again, this is going from the place of what it is that you've experienced already and trying to stay motivated and ambitious about the next steps of your journey. When we talk about this action plan, and I'm using air quotations for those who can't see me, this is the job search journey. So really looking, updating your resume, optimizing your LinkedIn profile, and then in networking effectively. I already mentioned reaching out to the people who have already been part of your emotional support journey, but who are the people that you know in your network, whether those are people that you've always been able to connect with to provide you with access to job opportunities, or they may know who's hiring, or it's you actually going out there and really being able to reach out to people and doing strategic search in LinkedIn or a strategic search online. I think the most important thing as you start to embark on this journey is to stay persistent and stay positive. It's really important to know that the job search journey can be a marathon, but it's definitely not a sprint. And the idea is that you want to stay persistent, maintain a positive attitude, but also celebrate those small victories and wins along the way. When you start to get into this phase of what this looks like for you in this new journey for your job search, remember, you have that group of people that is part of your emotional support and your job search network, but also people you can lean on. Refining your resume. If you need professional support, reach out to people that you know can provide you that. I'm raising my hand because that's one of the things that I do in my coaching practice is I help people activate their resumes. And what I mean by activate is looking at all the things that they've done throughout their career or their former jobs to really embellish it, to make sure that it looks clean and it stands out for their future opportunities. I take the job search ideas that they're looking at based on the criteria that they're trying to build from their new job search and start to identify what are some of the keywords, what are some of the skills that are required to really map it out and really make it more clear so it stands out when they start to apply to the jobs, whether they're using their network or they're using an actual applicant tracking system. And if you're looking for help and support when it comes to that mindset shift and really activating your emotional intelligence so that you can get past the bitterness or the anger or whatever type of feelings you have, I help people and coach people through that path as well. So beyond just your network of people or beyond your support system, I'm a coach that does this stuff. So reason why I wanted to share this episode was not just to promote my coaching practice as a service, but also to really give you some guidance on how to step in and really overcome some of this and really step in and overcoming what the next steps would be as you're working towards being able to get back onto your job search journey. And it really is a journey. Let's be honest here. Job searching is hard. It's almost harder to find the job when you are working, but also it could be challenging when you feel like you're hitting a brick wall. Don't feel defeated. Again, celebrate those small victories. Even if you hear back from a recruiter, great. Keep track of the applications you're submitting and be open to like networking with people. I have a whole list of different tracking tools that you can utilize when you work with me as a client to really help you activate your network, connect with new people, and keep track of all your jobs while going through coaching and building your resume and building your LinkedIn. So having said all that, I hope this episode was really helpful. Just to recap, we talked about the emotional impact of a job loss. We talked about practicing self-compassion and assessing your strengths and skills. We talked about building a support system, exploring new opportunities, developing a resilient mindset. How do you take action and stay persistent to positive opportunities that come your way and what the job search journey could look like? And then also some tips and tricks. So a lot of the information that we just talked about today will be in the show notes. I'll be sure to include my contact information for anyone who's in this space that really wants to work with a coach and is willing to dedicate the time to have that accountability for themselves to help them get into their job search journey again and to help them getting back onto the career field. And whether you're looking to pivot as well, that's one of my strengths is really understanding people who are pivoting from one career field to another. And I'll also be sure to include the information relevant to Jenshin Sherrill's site. I know that I mentioned that on the top of the episode today. If you have any questions, I'm always here to answer them. Feel free to reach out to me at hello@coachingwithjosemiguel.com. You can follow me wherever you follow social media, whether it's on TikTok or Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter, Jose Miguel Longo. And I look forward to the next episode. I hope you have an amazing day. Stay safe, and I'll see you in the next one. Hey, Chit Chatter. Thank you so much for being a part of the show. If you found value in today's episode, be sure to share it with the world. We welcome everyone for listening. And if you'd like, please go on over to Apple Podcasts and leave us a review. Those reviews mean everything to me and they help the show grow, as well as for me to know what topics you want to hear from next. Be sure to go visit to coachingwithjosemiguel.com or Coaching for Millennials for more up-to-date content, newsletters, blogs, information about coaching for life and career. Thank you so much for being a part of our magical world and for being part of this program. I can't wait to the next episode.